Welcome to another edition of 96 Questions with Brian Robison. We've got a good one for you today. Let's get this thing started. If there's one person on this team that you had to date your sister, who would it be?
That's a good question. I'm going with Teddy.
Okay. I think we heard your answer a while ago. We're going to go with Everson on not dating your sister.
He's never dating anyone in my family. My sister, my cousin, my mom, my auntie. It ain't dating nothing. Nothing.
Jeremiah Searles. Jeremiah. I like how that rolls off my tongue when I say it country. Jeremiah Searles. Jeremiah Searles. If you had to pick one person on this team to date your daughter. To date your sister, who would it be?
Based off of just the people, like I said, I've only been here for a short amount of time, but I'd say Teddy.
Teddy Bridgewater, that's two for Teddy.
He seems like the kind of guy you could send home and be like, yeah.
Like a teddy bear.
Mom and dad would like him. He's respectable.
Okay. Now you have to pick one person you absolutely would not let date your sister.
That's a tougher one. Let's go with... probably LJ, just because he's terrifying.
Limbaugh Joe says, in case y'all didn't know who LJ was. Trey Waynes. Oh, hey, Trey. How you doing? Just trying to avoid media. Okay. Well, here we go. You're going to get asked a media question. If you had to choose one person on this team to date your sister, who would it be?
Marcus Sherrill.
Marcus Sherrill's good choice. Quiet. Okay. You have to pick one person on this team who can absolutely not date your sister. Who's it going to be?
Coach Zim.
Coach Zim. Why Coach Zim?
It would make things complicated.
Anthony Barr. You have to pick one person on this team to date your sister. Who's it going to be?
Is it weird if I, like, choose myself? Just dating her, right? We're not, like, getting married or nothing. Just, like, you know, going steady. I don't trust none of y'all, man.
So, you would rather date your own sister than someone else date your sister is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. There's one person on this team you have to choose that can absolutely not go anywhere near your sister. Who's it going to be?
Captain.
Captain Munnelman, why?
He got bad genes, man.
Choose one person on the team that dates your sister. Who's it going to be?
What? First of all, I've been waiting for this all week. You know what I'm saying? It's an honor to be here.
FYI, we've had a lot of requests for I Am Swag to get on the show every week. So because you guys asked, we're going to get it done.
One got to date my sister. Yo, what's been the most consistent answer? Tell me the most consistent answer. I think I know it.
Right now, the most consistent answer has been Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, I'm going to switch it up and go defense. Can't get better than this. I mean, this is a guy you can bring home to mom. You can introduce to dad. He's never going to get in trouble. I'm going to go with Marcus Sherrills.
So that's two for Marcus Sherrills now, two for Teddy Bridgewater.
Marcus Sherrills.
Okay, we're going to switch it up a little bit here, though.
Oh, I get another one?
You get another one.
Yo, shoot it at me.
Who on this team can absolutely not get anywhere near your sister?
Yo, Diggs can't get close to my sis, bro. Diggs can't
get close. Why Diggs?
Just cause, bro. Like, he just can't, man.
You have to pick one guy on the team to date your sister. Oof. Who's it going to be?
I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, obviously I could go with the fellow Trojan, keep it in the family, Red Ellison, you know?
That would be a new one.
You know, I've known him probably for over 8 years now. SC together. Got drafted together. So,
okay. I mean, So you know Rhett's ins and outs. So
exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Okay, now there's one guy on the team that you absolutely cannot let anywhere near your sister. Who's that going to be?
Oh, Chase Ford.
Chase Ford.
Chewy. Yeah, Chewy cannot go anywhere near my sister or me or my family, pretty much. So.
And why is this?
It's Tuesday, man. Look at him.
So to finish out this episode, I have a sister. And I'm going to say that one guy that I would allow to date my sister, I would probably go with Sean Hill. Great guy, Christian guy, you know, he's been around for a while, so he's mature. One guy that can't date my sister, gosh, I love the guy. I love playing with the guy. I love being around the guy. But Everson, if you ever go anywhere near my sister, we're going to fight till the end. I love you, but we will fight till the end. That's our last edition of 96 Questions with Brian Robinson. Till next week.